I'm at the home of Virginia and Tony Vigil at 938 F Street, and today is January the 15th, 2004, and we're finishing up an earlier tape because Tony had more to say than I thought. I'm the interviewee, and my name is Gwen, or interviewer. My name is Gwen Perchbacher, and I'm interviewing Tony Vigil. And Tony, let's start with some description about your grandfather.
Well, my grandfather came here, I guess, in the early 1920s, I think. And my dad came to work at the railroad at that time too. After my dad got married, he got married in 1925. He went back to New Mexico and married my mother. And my grandfather lived with us until he died in 1934, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I remember him to me, he was a big man, and I don't know if he was or not. He always wore a suit and a black cowboy hat. Hmm. That's one thing I remember about him. And I don't remember him he was already pretty old. I don't think he worked or anything. I guess he just lived with my dad. My dad took care of him. Mm-hmm. And I already told you about the candy deal. Mm-hmm. And that's about all I remember from him, because I was only about 4 years old at the time.
And didn't you say something about Mr. Aragon had told you about him hauling...
John Aragon told me once we were talking about it, and he remembered him. He says, I don't know if he knew or if he'd been told that my grandfather used to haul freight from Santa Fe to here in covered wagons or whatever they hauled them in. Mm-hmm. And this must have been before 1920, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, too, you mentioned something about, what did your father do on the railroad?
He worked at the transfer. It's called a transfer. They used to bring freight in from, I guess, Gunnison and Crested Butte and then places over in there in a narrow gauge train. And then they brought it here and then they transferred it to the standard gauge. And it was all done by hand, you know. Even coal, they transferred from the narrow gauge to the standard gauge with coal. There was a bunch of guys working down there.
They shoveled it in from one place.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And something else you'd mention about crawling under the railroad cars.
That's when we were kids, that we'd be going to school and the train would be coming off Monarch from Crested Butte or something. And it'd just stop right there where the Coca-Cola building used to be on First Street there. First and I don't know what the...
First
well, the railroad, I don't know.
About between G and...
That's between G and I.
Yeah.
The railroad went across there and they'd stop there and we'd be going to school or somewhere and... Sometimes the train stayed there half an hour or longer, so we couldn't wait. So we'd crawl under it or climb over the and between them. But we never thought the train would move and run over us or anything, I guess.
Trusting.
We made sure we crawled by the front wheel, so in case that moved, we had room to roll out of the way. we weren't too dumb.
Okay, is there anything else you remember about your grandfather?
No, that's about all I remember. I was, like I say, I was just 4 years old. So.
Mm-hmm. Something else that in your tape earlier you had said that you thought the man that was killed near your house was some relation to Mijos. But
No. What I said was that... The man that stabbed this man was related to Mijos, but he wasn't.
Oh.
He was related to Theocadas. He was a Theocadas.
Oh.
And I thought, better get that straight. Dr. Mijos will be over here after me if you ever heard about it. But I don't know if the Mijos and the Theocadas were related anyway, but it was the Theocadas, this man that stabbed this Henry.
Hmm. Okay. Let's see. You talked about playing in the streets, and the streets were dirt.
Dirt.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What kind of games you played, maybe?
We played marbles. We played tops. I don't know if you remember tops or anything. Everybody had a top, and you'd wind them up, and you'd always put some guy's top down, and you'd try to hit his top, you know, with yours when you was swinging it down. There was two kinds of top. One they called a spike. It looked like it had a nail on the bottom. And the other one was a, what they call the other one? So it's like a ball bearing on the bottom, though. And them were the good tops. But them spikes, you use them trying to put holes in the other guy's top when you throw it down to the ground. And we played marbles, and we played these little rubber cars, I don't know, for a nickel or whatever it was. And when we were little, you know, we'd build little roads and everything with them little rubber cars. We'd play for hours, you know. There was nothing else to do, you know. There was no television or, well, there was radio, but we didn't listen to the radio.
Did you play down by the river any?
One time we went down there, and right where the steam plant's at now, they had like a, I guess that was the box where the water came in for the steam plant or something from the river. It was like a cement thing. And I was walking down there because there was some fish down there, and I was trying to catch one. And there was a mentholatum bottle broke, and I stepped on it and really cut my foot bad. And he came home, and I didn't want to tell my mother I was in the river. She'd have killed me. So I had a pair of shoes that, before the soldiers just flopped. I don't remember if you remember that. They'd come off and they'd flop. And I said, and then what I told her was a piece of glass got under there. And I stepped on it. But I did have a big cut on the bottom of my foot. It really bled.
Did you go to the doctor
much
then? Everybody took care of their own.
Yeah, they poured a little sugar on it so it stick together.
I never heard of that before.
They yeah,
put
they
sugar
to, they
on it.
Used to do that. Huh. When they get a bad cut, they put sugar on it. I guess it, I don't know why it's kind of clogged.
It would be sticky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make them the blood clot up. I don't know if it was witchcraft or what, but.
Did we talk about where you went to school?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to school. I went 1 year at a Catholic school when I first started. I was 5 years old, I think. And I didn't know how to talk English. I didn't know nothing. And I remember the sisters put me up there to, I don't know what I'd done, or to write my name on the blackboard. Well, I didn't know how to write. I'd never been to school or anything. So I just stood up in the blackboard and cried until they told me to sit down again. And then the next year went to McRae till I went to junior high. But I don't remember anybody teaching me to talk English. I just learned, I guess, from being around other kids. Because nobody ever sat down and told me to say this way or this way.
Your father died. Well, how old were you when your father died?
10
years old. Mm. And did your mother or father not speak English?
No, she didn't talk. She understood. I think she understood more than she let on, but she didn't talk English at all.
Well, that was a disadvantage, you're not knowing how to speak English, I'm sure, in an English-speaking school, but you'd have thought the sisters would have understood that.
Yeah, but no, the sisters were real different than they were later, huh? They were strict, boy. You done something wrong, your hands were like that with that ruler, they'd whack you a few times. They weren't too understanding.
Okay, so what I was going to say, something had to do with that. And then you went to McRae, which was located...
Where the post office is now.
Third and
D.
Mm-hmm. And was that what? How long did you go over there?
Sixth
grade.
Grade. Yeah.
And then you went to Kestner.
Yeah, Kestner Junior High.
And any particular community events or events at school or teachers that stand out in your mind?
No, I can't think of anything, that really stand out in my mind.
You were telling me before about some irrigation ditches.
Oh, yeah.
And you might tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know where it came from up on the mesa, that's all I know, but I don't know what ditch, what it was. But it ran down all the streets from... I don't know, from my street. I don't know if they ran on this side of town or not, but from my street over that way, every out in the street, there was a ditch on each side of the road, and sometimes the water would run on the left and sometimes on the right. When it came down on your side, you'd dam it, and you'd have a way to get in there to irrigate your garden. Mother always had a pretty big garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you were done, you'd cut it loose, and then somebody else would get it down below. And it ran off on IJ, No, what is it? J's the next street up. And that, there was a culvert there where it ran down into the river. And I guess from the other side, it had done the same thing, and it ran into that same, you know, came over here and ran into the river right there on J Street.
So after people were through irrigating, then the, whatever was left went into the river.
Yeah.
I remember you were telling me a little bit about the swimming pool was not open to Hispanics or Italians at one time.
Well, the Italians it was. Just
it was
Mexicans.
Just the Mexicans.
We're not allowed in there.
And didn't your father have something to do with changing that?
No. No, he was already dead. And there was a Lito Aragon and them, when they came back from the service, then they started, you know, raising hell. And they had a mayor, but he was a puppet mayor, Mr. Dufton. And they'd done what, he'd done whatever the other guys, merchants, told him to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't, I didn't think he was much of a mayor. I was pretty young, but I didn't think he was much of a mayor. And but anyway, they start raising hell about it, and they finally got him to let people. And I think even after that's when they said they could go up it on a certain day. It was the day before they cleaned the pool. And then and then they cleaned the pool, and then the other kids could all go till that day, and then so that wasn't good enough, you know. So they kept raising hell till they got it where you could go anytime. I never did go to the swimming pool, so
didn't affect you
directly.
Didn't
bother me, no.
Well, probably a lot of people didn't go because of that, too.
Yeah. Most of the Mexican kids used to go swimming in the river down by the Powell Park. There used to be a place they had to call the Boxes. I guess it was an old bridge because there was some concrete and pillars out there in the middle of the river.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there anymore, but anyway, you know, and it was kind of deep, you know, it was probably 6 feet deep there. And that's where all the kids used to go swimming.
Hmm.
Skinny
dipping.
Yeah. And across the river, there was a Pasquale's lettuce. They grew a lot of lettuce out right across the river from the ballpark, and there was a swinging bridge there. And we'd go across that swinging bridge and steal lettuce, you know. They'd have probably gave us lettuce if we'd asked them, you know, the ones that they didn't pick, you know.
So that was a field of lettuce across from there, huh?
Yeah. And that big, you know, you've heard of the Pasquale's spring where the city
mm-hmm.
bought it.
Right.
That was, I guess you used to water with that spring. It was a big pipe, about an 8-inch pipe, and it was always full of water rushing out of there and going into the river, you know, when they didn't use it.
Could you guess how big the area was that they grew the lettuce in there?
Might have been 3-4 acres, maybe. And there was a lot of lettuce was growing around here. The Martelleros down here, they grew a lot of lettuce. And up towards Maysville, they grew a lot of lettuce. Well, like in Buena Vista.
I know. They used to have a Lettuce Day celebration up there. Hmm.
Yeah, and they used to pack railroad cars. I don't know if they brought lettuce from Buena Vista here, too, or not. But there used to be two lettuce sheds, that they called it. And they packed lettuce and then into crates and put ice on them, and then they put them in refrigerated cars. And they'd ship them wherever.
Now, the ice, did they have ice houses here then? Or?
Yeah. I don't remember where the ice house was. I know they used to cut ice here down behind where Dr. Where the Kentucky Fried was.
Mm-hmm.
Back in there was a big pond, and they used to cut ice there and down here by, I can't think of the name of the people, Albright's or something. But anyway, there was two or three different places where they cut ice, big blocks of ice. And so I don't know where the ice house was. They must have had one if they cut it here.
Now, Albright's are located, they were located just off that road going to DeNoyer's, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And Dr. Dodsworth had that office where Kentucky Fried was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's down off that area.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure.
And they used to have ice skating ponds in both places, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in them days it'd freeze, you know, and it was all skating almost all winter.
I know when we first came here that was the case. They kids skated, uh-huh. but not for some time now.
Oh, no. Don't freeze anymore, I guess.
What did the? You ever sled on Fifth Street?
No.
Okay, let's see.
You did?
Down by, no, over by my house.
Oh, yeah, down, what is that, L? Down L Street. By George Chavez, the hill there, they used to sled it up.
We
never did. Well, right there where we lived, there was a, that it was kind of, it wasn't a steep hill, but it was kind of an incline that went from where we lived down to what it was called Front Street there, instead of Sackett. It was Front Street. And we used to sled down in there.
Oh, it was Front Street instead of Sackett.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know, I guess they didn't like the name of Front Street and changed to Sackett. Because that's where the House of Ill Repute was, and it was Front Street. So then I guess they wanted to be known as Front Street or something.
Change the name then,
yeah,
later.
Sackett, I guess, sounded better or something.
Did you work outside of the home, outside of, when you went to school, did you work outside of school?
Yeah, me and my brother both worked for Cecil Cowan out here in Little River Road. Across from Denoyer's, he had a dairy, mm-hmm. dairy farm we used to go over there, and milk cows and bottled milk. And in summer we'd go, and he used to grow a lot of corn and strawberries and raspberries too. And we'd go and help cultivate them and pick them and all that. Mm-hmm. I think all the time we were in high school we worked there.
Mm-hmm. You and your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just have one brother?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Joe.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I know Joe.
You I don't know, you remember Fern Cowan?
Yes,
she had
I do.
Shop. Mm-hmm. It was her husband that had that place there.
And that was almost directly across from the Noyers,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, almost directly. Yeah.
Let's see. What kind of recreation and activities did you participate in?
I played football in high school. And we used to play baseball, but, you know, just sandlot baseball, not anything organized.
Not organized.
Yeah.
Did you play with other towns then, football?
No.
Or did
no well, football, you know, when I was in high school, but the sandlot, no, we just played amongst each other.
Neighbors?
Yeah.
Tell me about the different stores you remember. For instance, near the railroad yards. What do you remember? Any stores down?
Yeah,
that
one
area?
Right there was Spino's grocery store. It was a small store, right. I don't know what the heck's there now.
It's right next to Skate.
Right. Right across from that skating deal they have there. That pit they built there for skates.
Oh, I know, on First Street there.
Yeah, it was right that first building there. That was a little store, Spino's Grocery. It was just it wasn't as wide as this room. I think it was kind of long, but that candy and bread and, you know, essentials there.
Well, now, would that be, as you were going out of Slide on the highway, would that be on the right-hand
on
side?
On the right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit further on there was a pool hall. Martlero owned that pool hall there. And then on the corner, still going out that way, was Muto's grocery store. And the catty corner, there was a film station catty corner all that time.
Yeah.
There's one there now, still there, but I can't remember who ran it.
Young's?
No, Young's was down here at the...
Oh, okay.
I can't remember, but anyway. And then out by the ballpark, there was a couple grocery stores. It was Sturgeon's. I don't know who had it before that, but Sturgeon's were the ones that when we were first married. And the other little one right there where
Runkles.
They have them cabins.
Runkles.
Was that Runkles or where Sturgeon's at it?
No, Runkles was the first one.
Side. On the right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And right on the curve. Where it's a motel now. That's where Sturgeon, that was a grocery store. And beer, they sold beer in there too, huh?
Spino had that.
Yeah.
Carl.
And then across the street from that was the one, there was another grocery store?
Down towards town on the right. Where there's a motel there. I don't know what it's called.
I know where you mean. I don't know either.
Yeah, but right there, the front part was a grocery store where that building's there. And that's the only...
Runkle's mother used to own that.
Yeah. Then coming back downtown, there was first one you ran into was Stancato's on First Street there on the right. That was a pretty good-sized store, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think they sold furniture, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
furniture and
Now, and what's there now in that? Do you know what's in there? Is that first and F, or is it further?
No, it's on
west.
On F, about the middle of the block, almost across from the theater, across from where Greenberg's was.
Okay, all right.
There's a bunch of little stores there now, I think. Bunch of, but that's where this grocery store was. Then just up from that was Leo's. Huh? It was a restaurant, and they sold beer in there too. It's kind of a beer. Then across the street there was the Comet, by the theater. There was a place called the, well, there was coming up the street, there was Greenberg's. Then there was the theater. Then there was this this bar, Comet. And then in the corner of the men's store. Mm-hmm. And then turning the corner and going down towards the river, towards the park. On your left, there was the Atomic Bar. And then there was a Red Front store. It was a part of
Dufton's.
The Sun ran that one. And then there was Plumbria. Was there? Oh, no, Mac Cigar Store was in there. It was a cigar store where they used to do a lot of gambling in back.
Yeah. When it was that on the right or the left?
On the left, going down towards the river. And then after that, it was on the corner, there was a Club Rio, another bar. And then you crossed the alley, and there was a... I think it burned down. It was a liquor store there, and it burned down. And then later on, they rebuilt it, and it was a pool hall. I don't know what. There's something in there now. I don't know what's in there now. I don't know if it's a restaurant.
Is that right next to the Victoria?
No.
It's on the opposite side.
On the opposite
right next
side.
You know where the Club Rio used to be?
Mm-hmm.
Right across the alley from that.
Okay, that I think is called Benson's now. It's a
restaurant.
A bar now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then there was a big vacant lot in between there, where I think they have it fenced off now.
Mm-hmm.
And maze, I guess. I don't know what it was. Manshine, old man Manshine had a building in there where he kept minerals and all that stuff, you know. He was a prospector. And then there was maze. As far as, that's the only one. And in the corner was a pool hall.
That was maze, last name?
Prundy.
Prundy, yeah. She was there for years.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did she finally die? Yeah, well, anyway, and then that right next to her on the corner where that gal has a framing deal, that Linda Lovell or something, that was a pool hall. Mm-hmm. And across the road, still going down towards the river, right in the corner was...
Was it telegraph office or no?
I can't remember.
No, that was up in the corner.
I can't remember what was there. But anyway, that was the Palace Hotel, which is still there. Mm-hmm. And next to that was a little, I think there's a restaurant, there. There was a cafe there. They had a big tank on the window with fish, and you went in there, picked the fish you wanted, and they fry it for you.
Huh.
It's a lot of cafe. No, I don't know what the name of
it
was.
I think it was.
And then there was, and right next to it, there was a secondhand store that one old man Fuller ran. Real big secondhand store. And then there was a big lot where there had been a building at one time, but it had burned down because the foundation was still there, like a basement foundation. And then that building that's still there, Kitson's.
It was Theocatus at one time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Theocatus owned that one. Mm-hmm. This man that killed this other guy that ran that place there, he had a little restaurant in there, and they used to call it Dirty Dan's.
Yeah.
Well, what about Riverside Park or across the river? Was there anything here then when on the other side of the river, besides the depot?
Well, the old depot used to be up, going back to up that way. It was one of them old rock sandstone depot. Real old, real pretty one.
Hmm.
And they tore it down when they built that white one they had there on the turnaround there. And no, that was all railroad property. You didn't have nothing over there.
So the old depot would have been, as you go past, where the turnaround is, it had been to the left then.
Right.
And it was a stone building.
Yeah, it was a brown.
And did they tear it down? Or
yeah.
Did
overnight.
That too. Huh? Mm-hmm. Like they'd done this other one too. They tore down the bridge too. One day was there, the next day was gone. Huh? Mm-hmm. They should have left that bridge in there.
That was pretty bridge too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's gone, so.
Okay, what about what about Riverside Park? Was it always a pleasant park, or?
Yeah, it was, but you know, there was nothing there except the trees and the grass, and you know,
fountains.
Yeah, there used to be a fountain there, and that's about it. You know.
Then coming up on the other side of the street,
to Victoria.
It's Victoria, and then what was next, or was that the whole area there, the Victoria Bar, and or was it a hotel or something?
I don't know what was right next, because they had that little pizza place in there. No, I don't know what was in there. I can't remember what was in there. And then they had that vacant lot. and then there was, across the alley, there was Argus's grocery store. Mm-hmm. And then right next to it was liquor.
Tailor shop.
Was it the tailor shop or the liquor store?
The tailor shop, and then the liquor store.
Yeah, there was a tailor shop in there, the Perry's. Had a tailor shop in there. Then there was a liquor store.
And see, Gold's had one there too, didn't they?
I don't know if it was right there or not. But anyway, there was a couple, two or three tailor shops in town.
There was a main restaurant at one time, but was it always the main restaurant?
The main bar?
Main bar and restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, after you got there, you came to this... Well, Stancati ran this liquor store that was down there, and then there was the main bar and restaurant. What is it now? 3D or three?
Oh, I can't think what it is.
Well, anyway, after that there was a shoeshine parlor. This Riesel ran that.
How do you spell that? Do you have any idea?
R-I-S-S-O, Riesel?
I don't remember.
Or R-I-Z-Z-O. I don't know. Hmm. But anyway, he had a shoeshine parlor there, and it was real busy. Some guys used to follow his shoes all the time. Hmm. And he used to block cats. Hmm. And I think there was gambling in the back room, too.
Oh.
And then on the corner, there was the Trifone's grocery store.
That's the one that's an art store now, right mm-hmm. there in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You're talking about gambling. I know when we came to Colorado that they had slot machines and things. I don't know when it became illegal. Was it legal what they were doing in these back rooms?
No, because they used to hide, so it wasn't legal. Mm-hmm. But they, because. You're supposedly not, and nobody knew that they were back there, but you know, when
you're kids. But everybody knew.
When you're kids, you know everything, you know. You
go in the alleys.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't think it was legal because they used to, you know, be real careful. Then crossing the street, the F Street there, I mean, not F Street, First Street, it was Wagner's. Wagner's drugstore. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Right next to it was Dufton's, Murdoch's.
No,
the Greeks. Candy kitchen.
Candy store.
And then there was Murdoch's. It was sold clothes.
Men's clothes?
Yeah. Hmm. And the lady was a... I think the lady lived here. Huh? They lived here in this house.
Leah Murdoch.
Leah Murdoch, she, yeah.
Oh.
You remember Leah Murdoch?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And that was her dad ran that store.
Oh.
And then after that, the store. Can't remember what was there.
The drugstore. Helms,
yeah, but I think there was something in between there. I don't know, but anyway, you get to the corner, to the alley there, and there was that Helms drugstore was called then.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, it was Salida Drug, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then Gamble's.
It's always been there, that's for as long as we can remember.
Yeah. And then it was, what was his name, Jack?
Katie.
Then there was that beauty parlor. It wasn't a beauty parlor then, no.
Was it Bins? No.
No, Bins was up the next block. I think there was a little store in there, too. A little grocery store, it seems to me.
Hmm.
And then there was Alexander's.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Coster's across the opposite street.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuttle's.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was...
there was a theater up there, too.
Yeah, but not there. What was next to Tuttle's? I can't remember what was next to Tuttle's. Then there was the Isis Theater.
So there were two theaters here for a long time?
Mm-hmm. My dad ran one, the Isis, one time.
It was a small one, you know, mm-hmm. but it was a theater. Mm-hmm. And then next to it was a...
Golden Rule.
Yeah, the Golden Rule was there, huh?
It was a clothing store.
And then Public Surface was there. Mm-hmm. Where that... Fabulous Finds.
Fabulous Finds is.
That's right.
Ned's Shoe Shop.
Oh, yeah, Ned's Shoe Shop was there next, going back towards town there.
I remember that.
Lanari. Mm-hmm. Ned the Shoe Doctor.
Then what was on the corner?
Alexander's.
No, I mean on 2nd and F on the corner after Public Service Building, and now it's...
Okay. On the corner was a fish pond. You remember the fish pond?
No, that was across the senior center. Back.
But in the corner, there's a place between that.
Was that
Fabulous Finds in that place? It was a lot, I guess, a vacant lot.
Yeah.
Or was that a filling station?
Yeah,
I guess it was, but I don't remember who ran that. I don't even know what kind it was.
No either.
And then there was the fish pond where they built the senior centers. Then the houses, everybody's houses. Then across the street from there was where there's Val's, where she's got a barber shop in that now. Mm-hmm. At one time that was a Public Service. Mm-hmm. The Public Service had been in there. Then I believe Safeway was in there too.
Yeah, for not very long.
No. Mm-hmm. And then.
The Y&R Garage.
And then the Y&R Garage was right next to it. It was a pretty big garage. And on top of, let's see, where are we at? And then you cross the street and there was what church was it?
The Presbyterian
Church.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was there in the corner. And right next to it was Golden Rule.
Yeah.
And on top of Golden Rule, they had a skating ring. Frank Skanga ran a skating ring up there.
Huh.
I think it...
did that become Cruz Begg's later then, the Golden Rule?
No, Cruz Begg's was down the bottom. It was always there, I think.
Yeah, well...
But up above, that's where the skating rink was.
Yeah, upstairs.
Huh, roller rink?
Yeah. I think they had one right there where Val's, where that barber shop is. I think there was a skating rink in there, too, at one time.
Hmm.
Then they had it up on top. And then, let's see, what else?
Everybody's, or... Lady Cooper's
BNC.
It was
across the alley, yeah. BNC, Bud and Cooper had a... Well, they sold clothes, they sold candy.
They sold everything.
That's all clothes and candy, I think. They had a big counter with all kinds of that old candy, old-fashioned candy, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know what was next to there.
Alice Gilbert's.
Yeah, there was a store, Alice Gilbert's.
Dress store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the bookstore.
That little bookstore, yeah.
Everybody would get the books.
Was it White?
I think so, huh? Mm-hmm. When everybody got their list for their school. And it wasn't about as wide as this room. And my God, what a mess in there. People trying to buy books for their kids.
Because they handled all the books then.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was responsible for their own books.
Yeah, you bought your own books, yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'd run out, and you'd have to wait a week or two. The kid would do without a book for a week or two. They had to sit with the other kid to read. And then there was Lewis's, huh?
Oh, yeah, Lewis's.
Which was her favorite hangout. So everybody hung out around there. And then they tore that down when they built when that parking lot of the bank. The bank was right there in the corner, and they moved it. They built a new bank in the back there. And right across from where you drive into the bank from 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right across there was the telephone company was there.
Oh, on the corner where
that... No, it was in the alley.
Oh, in the alley.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right behind that book, what is it, a bookstore now, or video?
Mm-hmm.
Right behind there. I don't know if some lawyer had that for a while, or...
What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Bob
Nevins?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the telephone office was.
Yeah, it was just a small one right there.
Huh.
And
in between the Nevins, that building's still there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In between there, and then there was like a little alley, and then there was a telephone company.
Yeah, but right behind that building, there was Bob Winslow had a...
Oh, Bob Winslow.
Insurance company, sold the insurance there. Mm-hmm. And across from that was the telephone company.
Hmm.
And Yeah, going on down that street. I don't know, there was little offices there. I don't know who was. I think Rush was there since then, huh? And Nevins, I think, was there. And in the corner was Costello's
bar and grill.
Bar and grill and bus stop. And it was a pretty busy place.
Didn't they have a garage there at one time?
Yeah, it was a garage. They sold cars and fixed cars. And they had like a canopy over where the buses drove in. It was a canopy clear out to the sidewalk. And the buses drove in under there. And then they had a restaurant. It was a pretty nice restaurant. They used to have dances. They had a little dance hall. And then across the street there was a Vons. They used to sell feed for the animals, and they had a grocery store, and then they had another barn, kind of a barn type deal on the side where they sold animal feed.
Did that eventually become City Market?
Mm-hmm. They called it City Market later. Yeah. And catty corner from that was Bowers Market. That was where Long is now, Dr. Long, I guess. The eye doctor.
Dr. Lund.
Oh, yeah.
Harvey's was there.
Huh? Harvey's. But they just called it Bowers at one time. I don't know. No. And then the Harvey's bought it. It was a little store, too. And across from that was a Foster Lumber Company.
Mm-hmm. It was something else before Foster's. I can't remember what they could.
Another lumber yard.
Yeah, I guess.
Because it used to be Snell's. And this other one, they looked alike. They were painted alike, and the buildings were alike. Where Chanel's is now, and then they had one down there, too. I can't remember. Gibson's, I think it was.
Yeah.
Gibson's Lumber. Then Foster's bought it, and they built a building there until they sold out, and Safeway's got it.
That's where Foster's was, yeah. Though, Red. Or before that, it was Gibson's?
Gibson's, yeah. Gibson's Lumber.
Well, you've got a pretty good memory of
that. Kind of, sort of.
And Costello's, right there, going down to the same, after Costello's, they had a liquor store there, too, Costello's Liquor Store, right by the alley, where the bank is now, or what is there, a bank now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what Costello was that? They owned quite a bit of
that. Oh, yeah, and they owned that motel out there that was the Sands later on, they owned that.
The old man, Albert, and Archie. Yeah.
Archie and Albert. And
Archie owned everybody's.
Yeah, later on. Oh, there was a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. But they're all one family.
But are there any of them left here now?
No. No, I think the last one was Porkchop. I mean, Albert.
No, Albert wasn't Costello.
Oh, no, he was
Runco.
Yeah, that's a different Costello. Well, anyway, there was a bunch of them. Raymond married one of the Pasquale girls, remember? Sarah Pasquale worked at Gamble's for a long time. Mm-hmm. Little short woman. Mm-hmm. Married one of her daughters. And then Young's was over there where that ice cream deal is now, the ice cream parlor or ice cream store. That's where Young's filling station was.
Now, is that the Young that later had the automobile on F and 3rd Street? Or is that a different Young?
It was Roy Young.
Roy.
Yeah.
I was thinking Hall. Hall and Young's were somehow related, weren't they?
I don't know. Guy Hall had a coal yard right behind this garage, remember?
Across from that skateboard park.
It's a jewelry something to do
well,
with
it. Well, I think it's actually a residence now.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's a residence now. Oh. Well, could you remember any of your teachers?
Oh, yeah, some of them.
Other than the sisters.
In the McRae School, I remember Miss Hayden, Mrs. Hayden, Mrs. Hoddle, the principal was Mrs. Hoddle, I think her name was. And Miss Murdoch, yeah, Miss Murdoch, the teacher. And that was in grade school. Them are the only ones I really remember.
What do you remember anything special about any of them?
I know Miss Hoddle was the principal, and if you'd done anything wrong, she had a paddle where she'd let you have it. I never did go, but
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, all the teachers had a paddle at one time, and they'd bend you up in front of the class and let you have one if you didn't race in hell. Mm-hmm. And nothing was said about it. Well, you know, they had pretty good discipline, too.
I bet they did.
Yeah. And then junior high, I remember Miss McKenna. She was one of my favorite teachers. I guess she's still alive, huh? I haven't seen her for a long time. And, I don't know.
Mr. Souls?
Oh, no, that was in high school, though.
Mr. King? Oh.
I don't think in junior high. I don't know what other teachers were there. But in high school, it was... The ones that taught me was Mr. Shemansky. He was a good teacher. He was a Russian, I think.
The evil is in the mind.
What did he teach?
History.
History.
And Mr. Custer. And these weren't my teachers, Mr. Custer and Mr. Souls. And Miss, the English teacher, what was her name?
Miss McKenna. No. Miss
Souls. Then there was Helen Musgrove. She was an English teacher. A real tall, skinny woman. She was a little short, kind of blonde. Scott. Miss Scott. And there was Mr. Moline. He was a principal, I think. He was a coach. And, Mr. Barrett, Dr. Barrett, I call him. And
he was a superintendent,
yeah,
wasn't
he? Yeah,
he
was a superintendent.
Do you want some coffee?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I'll have some. And, I don't know, there's a lot of them. Mr. Eichmann, Mr. Harold, and Mrs. Helen, Mr. Rouse, and Mrs. Rouse.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you remember about school that we ought to know about?
not that I can... Probably there is, but I can't think of it.
I might ask you, when did you have your first automobile?
That wasn't until after I got out of the Army in 1953.
How long were you in the Army?
2 years. I learned to drive when I was 14, I think, over in New Mexico. Over there, you didn't even have to take a driver's test. How I got my license, my uncle... Well, over there in the little town in Espanola, everybody knew everybody. And when they were downtown, my uncle's truck, and he was talking about me getting a driver's license. So he called this cop over, which they knew him. He lived kind of close by him. And told him I wanted a driver's license. This guy pulled out a little book like that with 10 questions on it. And he told me that all I had to do is check, you know. And check, and that's it. And I went and got my driver's license. No driver, no nothing. He didn't know if I knew how to drive or anything.
No, that's why you did have to have a license, though.
No, yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't get a car till after I got out of the Army. My dad and that never had a car.
He never had a car, so you walked everywhere. Do you remember when the road was built over Monarch or Punch Pass?
No. I don't even know what year those. I read what year they were built, but I can't remember any of them.
Rather recently, I read something about that too. Do you remember much about the Depression, or were you too young?
All I remember was that almost everybody was on what it's called, these commodities. You know, they used to bring. I guess they didn't want you to get scurvy or something because there's going to be a lot of oranges and grapefruits in that.
Orange juice.
Once a month, I think. Depending on the size of the family, you know, they gave you a crate of oranges or half a crate, and grapefruit juice and lots of stuff. Canned meat, and almost every flour and almost everything that's essential things like that. And but I don't remember ever being hungry. We always had something to eat, you know. We probably didn't dress real spiffy, but because I used to hate patches, my mother had patches, and I hated to wear them to school, you know. And then later on, everybody was wearing patches, even red ones on jeans and everything. Times really change, don't they?
Oh, they do. Did anyone say anything to you about the patches, or you just
no,
felt
I just
self-conscious
didn't like them,
about
yeah.
it?
I felt self-conscious because the other kids didn't all have patches on, you know. And you know, usually your knees or something's where they patch it, you know.
Especially boys.
Yeah.
Okay, marbled.
What about Prohibition? Do you remember? Probably don't remember too much about that. Is there anything that stands out about your Army experience?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, okay.
His Japanese girlfriend.
Nothing real. I hated it. I know that. There was a few times when we were in basic training that I felt like running off. But then after I got through basic training, it wasn't too bad.
Had you ever been away from home before?
Well, just I worked in New Mexico for 2 or 3 years before I went in the Army. Didn't know. That's the furthest I've been.
Did you travel much when you were in the service?
Yeah, quite a bit. I took basic training in California, and then I came home on leave and went to Washington. That's where we shipped out, and they flew us to. Well, when we left, they were flying us over, so we went to landed in Anchorage, Alaska. It was in April, and it was cold. It was really cold, and we just had Army clothes, and we saw these guys in big parkas. There were Army guys that were stationed there, you know. But so we didn't stay there very long, about an hour while they refueled or something. Then we took off, and we landed in the Aleutian Islands, ate breakfast there, I think, we ate some meal there. And there was a bunch of Army guys there, too, that were making fun of us, that we were their replacement. And this was just a big rock out there in the middle of the ocean, you know. So we were glad we didn't stay there.
So where did you end up?
In Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, I was there 18 months.
Did you like Japan?
At first I didn't, but it was pretty. I mean, once you got used to the smell, you know, because they fertilized with human waste, you know. And there was a lot of fish. Dried fish around where they dry fish and all that, and it stunk. But after a while, you got used to it, you didn't even notice it.
Did they have open sewers then over there or not?
No. They had toilets I guess it's like these toilets they put it up in the park with a bucket under them. And somebody would come around and clean them once in a while and dump them in this big pond. These guys that used to come around with their honey carts, they called them. They had big black. Barrels on these carts that were pulled by either a mule or an oxen or something. And they dumped this stuff in there, and they took it and dumped it in like a little swimming pool, and it's not one big, but then they kept it there till spring, you know. And then in spring they take it out and go spread it out on the
used as fertilizer.
They used to have long handled like a little bucket with a long handle, and they used to go and dip it and fling it out there in the field. That's how they fertilized. Then they'd get up and plant their rice barefooted.
They planted their rice with bare feet?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because
there was water, about 6 inches of water in all these fields, you know. And they just had I don't know where they grew their rice to plant, but then they used to go up and stick it into the ground out there. It's kind of interesting. It was pretty. So there was a lot of cherry blossom trees, and it was real pretty when they were in bloom. It was strange, but...
Well, it was unfamiliar territory. Yeah. Do you remember any local characters, like in Salida, that you'd say...
Character?
Yeah, they're kind of...
Yeah, I remember Charlie Barnyard.
That's what came to my mind.
Charlie Barnyard and Dolly.
Oh,
Dolly, yeah. I don't know what her last name was. This Charlie Barnyard was related to the Henrys, huh? He was their uncle.
Yeah.
And he was a character in town. He always
had a long?
Long coat, and he always wore a hat. And he didn't work at, well.
Cap. Mm-hmm.
He didn't work any place. I don't know. I guess he was on welfare or something. And he was always downtown. And he didn't bother anybody, but he
just
was a character.
Different.
Yeah. And then there was this Dolly. She was kind of crazy, though.
Yeah.
And kids used to dress her up like a tell her she was getting married to this. She had a crush on this. I guess, and there's Ruben Chavez. This guy didn't, you know, he was just a young guy. He didn't care about anything. She was kind of an older lady. And they can't tell you, he wants to marry her, so they put a curtain on her like a like a thing and put flowers on her and they parade her up and down the alleys, all on the west side, you know. And her real happy, she thought she was going to go get married.
Never show up.
I know this Charlie Barnyard one night, we were at the pool hall, and he he had kind of a thing for this gal that was, she was in high school. I mean, she didn't one of the Knutson girls.
Oh, Haroldine.
Haroldine or one of them. He had something about her before her that I don't think she'd even ever talk to him. And one night, a bunch of us told him, well, we saw her, and she said she wants to meet you at the park at 12 o'clock at the, by the Lions there. There was a bench there. Wants to meet you there about 12 o'clock tonight. She said she'd be there for you to be there. So he didn't say anything. But anyway, we were riding around, and look, we went by there, and sure enough, at 12 o'clock, he was sitting by that, in that park waiting for his date.
Such mean kids.
I know. We were kind of mean.
Some things never change, right? Oh. Well, are there any other incidents you remember or would like to tell me about?
There were a lot of characters in them days. There's Tiger.
Oh, yeah. He used to undress.
There's Tiger. I can't think of his name. They lived around this side of town, though, huh? Mm-hmm. And he used to take baths under one of the lettuce sheds, the water, maybe 2 feet deep under there. And he'd go there and undress and get in the ditch there. And I guess it wasn't cold for him or something.
I guess not.
Did he have a place to live?
Yeah, he lived with his mother, I think, yeah. And I don't know why, what his name was, they called him Tiger. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he growled or where he got the name of Tiger. And I used to know his last name, but I can't remember now.
He used to sing to him, "Hold that tiger," and he'd get mad, and he'd run to chase you.
And we told you about this junk man, Joe Mash, didn't we?
Oh, that's, I wanted to ask you about Mr. Mash.
Mr. Mash, Mr. Mashodo was his name.
But I don't know,
Mashodo was her name, but I guess they shortened it to Mash. He was a junk man. He used to grow every alley in town, I guess, in a wheelbarrow. And he'd pick up bones, if he'd find bones, pieces of wood, iron, rags, anything he found. And he'd have that wheelbarrow that I don't know how he could see where he was going or how he could push, and he'd go on 3rd Street, kind of right where they build a new jail on that next block, mm-hmm. when there is where he lived. And he had piles higher than this house of iron, and the wood he'd burn, he'd use that for firewood.
Aluminum.
And I guess rags and copper and aluminum, but I know iron was piles of bigger than this house. Mm. And I don't think he ever sold any. And then when his daughter Mary got married to this
Ryder,
he's called Ryder, Wright was his last name. And the war started, and then the old man died. Mm-hmm. And Ryder, I think, made a killing selling the scrap iron.
Yeah.
But he used to have all kinds of, and he used to go all over town.
Remember,
this
had a
every
cabins.
Day, he didn't take a day off.
He had little cabins where some old men.
Yeah,
used
he used to rent little
to rent.
Little cabins. I think it was nothing in there. I had probably a little stove and a bed or so.
And those were on 3rd Street, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's a vacant lot there. Somebody was going to start building some. I don't know if it's cutting no mm-hmm. slack building. They're right there is where this guy lived.
Hmm. That's it. I never heard of that one before.
I showed one.
Do you know how to spell his last name?
M-A-S-H.
M-A-S-H.
Joe Mash.
S-H-O.
A-T-O,
I think.
Yes.
Machado. I've got something down here about drum clubs. Do you know anything about a drum club?
They used to have a drum and bugle corps here.
You know much about that?
Well, I was in the drum and bugle corps.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then tell me about it.
For parades, we'd go downtown. We'd practice at the Legion Hut. We'd go for parades. We'd go downtown. They were, you know, there was just a bunch of guys. They played fairly well. They weren't professionals, you know. And there was quite a few guys in there. It was, back then, I guess, 25, 30 guys that were in the drum and bugle corps.
Well, was this kind of like a group of veterans? Or?
Yeah, mostly veterans, I think. There might have been guys that weren't, some of the guys that weren't veterans, but mostly they were veterans. And once, I don't know for when it was that they just used to have to dress funny, you know. Like Lloyd Gallegos, he was, I don't know if he was the leader of the drum, because he wore a hula skirt and dressed like a Hawaiian girl or something, and he was kind of chubby. And I don't remember what I wore. But anyway, it was around for a few years. Then it, you know, fell apart like everything else that's around here.
What, when you were downtown, was that like Fib Arc Parade,
yeah,
or was that before Fib Arc?
It was probably for the days of 49, they used to call it. It was more rodeo than it was. Then it was, there was nothing to do with boats then. It was just a rodeo.
Yeah, rodeo like out of fairgrounds,
yeah,
or what is now the fairgrounds,
yeah,
anyway.
I think that's where they had the rodeo, so.
I can't remember.
I imagine. And, oh, they used to have stock car races here where the ballpark is now.
Mm-hmm.
Midget auto races, I should say.
Hmm.
All these midget, you've seen midget auto little race cars. They used to have almost every Saturday they had.
What, do you know what years those were?
It was before I went to the Army, I guess.
I don't,
we were still in high school. Hmm. In the 40s, I guess. Because
mm-hmm.
I think Charlie J used to drive one in midget auto cars, and Shinny Velada.
Charlie J was a character.
And Andy Pringle. He was another guy that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He'd do all kinds of crazy things.
Charlie J used to chase you. And he had a little Model A truck. Oh, he was a terror.
He went on the sidewalk, he'd get up and try to run over you.
Oh, dear.
He probably don't remember that.
Oh, my.
Him and Chico Easter.
Do you remember any fires or accidents that were really serious?
I remember the... Just when the biggest fire I remember is that when the high school burned down, and then there was a fire right across from Club Rio, where I was telling you they built that a pool hall there later. It was a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
That burned down one time. It was a pretty big fire. They're hauling all the bottles of liquor out of there, and guys were helping and running off down the alley with a case of whiskey home, painted home. Because I guess there was some big fires here at one time. In town, you know, but I don't remember.
When were you and Virginia married, and how did you meet?
I don't know, she drugged me from someplace, I think. She drugged me.
What year were you married?
In 1953.
Right after you got home from the service, then.
I got in October of 52, and we got married in May, then July of
53.
She was waiting here with them long nails sticking out, like guy ready to grab me like a...
It's been fun, doll. Has it?
I refuse to answer.
What would you say has been the most significant change in your lives or and in Salida?
In Salida, I think the most, it's grown too much, I think. You know, there's everything's strange anymore, you know. It's not like it used to be in the olden days. Yeah, you could walk downtown, you knew everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know. No, you don't know. I don't. I don't know anybody downtown, except the people that have been here for quite a while, you know, or people that work in the stores that I go into. But other than that, everybody's a stranger. No.
And how about your own lives?
I don't know. Not any really big changes, except getting married and having kids.
Grandkids.
Where all did you work, Tony?
When I first got married, I wasn't working at the time when we first got married. Oh, yes, I was working at Staple and Chevrolet Garage. You know where that's at, where,
mm-hmm.
or where was that?
Where it was.
Yeah. And now, and then after that, I went to work in Gilman, in the mines over by Minard. And after I came back from there, I worked at the creosote plant. Oh, do you remember the creosote plant?
No, I don't
where
remember.
The big chimney is right on top of there where Butala has all that dirt piled up now.
Okay.
That used to be where they used to have creosote telephone poles and ties. And and then later on they moved us to Denver. And
They wanted the guys working there to go, but I didn't want to go to Denver. Then I got a job with Ed Laurie, and I worked with him for 10, 11 years, I think, till I got on to the reformatory. And I worked at the reformatory a year, and then I got a job at the post office, so I came there and worked there.
And you retired from the post office, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you can think of something else.
Let's see. A lot of things that have happened in our lifetime, though, like, I remember television. The first television I saw was when I was in the when I went to the Army. Mm-hmm. First time I ever saw television. And I was working in Los Alamos when they explode the first atomic bomb there, but it was in, that's where it was made, in Los Alamos, and I was working in Los Alamos at the time. And,
what year was that, do you?
1940. I don't know, 19... I don't remember, 45?
It was after the first atomic bomb was dropped in Japan, or before?
It was before, they tried before they dropped it in Japan. And they dropped it in Japan, when, 45? 44 or 45?
45, I think.
So I was working there. Well, at that time I was just working there the summer. I was still going to school here, but I was working in the summer. So it must have been in 40, I guess. 1940.
When did you graduate from high school?
47. 47. No, I don't remember when it was, but I know I was working there when they said they had exploded the atomic bomb. We didn't know anything about it. It was at White Sands. It was quite a ways from
where
they made it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, so many wars now? Second World War. The Korean War, all kinds of wars have been going on since we've been around.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't think of anything else.
I don't know.
Well,
we've been married a long time. 50 long years.
50 long years. Or 50 short years.
Long, long, long years.
No, it's been nice. It's, no regrets at all. It was a good life. So far, so good.
Well, I want to thank both of you because it's been very interesting. I've learned a lot, even though we were neighbors.
You didn't know all that.
Probably we sound kind of dumb, but...
Oh, no. You've done a great job.